Saturday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast. Brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574. Now stay tuned for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Expected. Yeah. And it says, how did you know? Because your body is telling on you.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
And if I go to your home, you have the room decorated in pink or blue because you are expecting.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that you, whatever, what you are expecting, make room for it.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Give away some of those furniture that you know because you are expecting.
Come on, bring it up.
So that car, wait on the Lord.
All right.
But sow that thing and make room for what you are about to get. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Your expectation has a vital role on what comes to you. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Now, we started off defining, and then we kind of got distracted a little bit there. But let's keep on going. Mm-hmm. In the Greek word of the word expectation comes from the word tivah. T-I-Q-V-A-H, tivah. It gives you an idea of accord. Mm. All right? Mm-hmm. Expectation. It's almost like, and I have a vivid imagination. It's a cord that's tied to your promise.
Mm. Yes.
And your expectation is what pulls it to you. Accords, it speaks of something that binds you to your promise. Tiva. Things that you long for. Mm. And the only thing that is in between you and your promise is that cord. Right. And that cord pulls it. Depends on how you are expecting it, pulls it at the rate towards you. That's the first one.
Amen.
In the Hebrew, it speaks of Prosdokata. The word pros means forward or toward. And the kata, when you get the root word, it means to watch. When you put those two together, it means to anticipate in thought or in hope. In other words, you are looking for that thing that you've been expecting.
Amen.
You have not seen it for years and years and years, but I believe that this is the time. This is the time where God says that I'm gonna manifest some things to you based on your expectation.
Yeah, that's good.
Based on your expectation. Mm. Glory to God. Now we see this word prosdokata used in Acts chapter 28, verses 6. When we saw when Paul was around with his boys and a viper came out and snapped onto his wrist. And then the people that were watching were expecting him to die.
Yeah.
Proscato. They were proscato in and said, any minute now, he's just going to roll his eyes back and he's going to fall over dead. Oh. Glory to God. Not realizing that he had something on the inside. side of him that says not even death can keep me away from what I am expecting. Jesus of his mercy. Glory to God. Expecting. Now, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11, it says, the thoughts that I think towards you are thoughts. See, God is thinking about you right now. His mind is on you. In Psalms 115, he says, I am mindful of you. In other words, God is thinking about me right now. He's thinking about the things that you are concerned about. He's thinking about the things that you delight in right now. God, you have all these other things to be. You are thinking about me right now. The scripture says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 11, it says, the thoughts that you think towards me, say me.
Me.
Are thoughts of peace.
Peace.
So sometimes we just use that word peace. That word peace means shalom.
Yeah.
It means wellness. It means all is well. It means nothing missing, nothing broken. That's his intention towards me. Beloved, I wish above what? All things that thou mayest what? Prosper and be in good health, even as our soul. He's thinking about me right now. And Jeremiah says that thoughts that he thinks towards me are thoughts of peace and never evil. To give me an expected. In other words, what are you
expecting?
What are you expecting?
Yes, sir.
What are you expecting? Glory to God. Hey. In Proverbs chapter 20, 10, verses 28, it says, the hope or the expectation of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. See how that goes?
Amen.
So your expectation has a lot to do with how your life turns out.
Hallelujah.
What are you expecting? Glory to God. Now, we see in Joshua, I believe it was Joshua chapter 1. When Joshua spoke to the men, he commanded his officers. He says, he ordered his officers and says, go talk to the people. And I want you to raise their level of expectation.
Wow.
What I want you to do is I want you to go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready.
Yeah.
Maranatha.
Hallelujah.
I know you've been having church in this house, but get your provisions ready.
Amen.
Get your provisions. Now, he's told to say, I get kind of excited while I read this. It says, tell the people, for in 3 days.
My God.
3 days.
Say 3 days.
Three days.
Say 3 days over this side.
Three days.
Something is getting ready to happen.
Yeah.
Three days. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Something is going to shift in your life.
Yeah. Come on.
Three days.
How many days, Joshua?
Three days.
But it's based on, now the word now go ahead, went forth.
Yeah.
Now your expectation now puts a demand on that. So that word is just there, but your expectation. 3 days.
Yes.
Something is about to happen in my life that I've never experienced before.
Yeah.
He told the officers, go in the midst and shout it out. Raise their level of expectation. For in 3 days from now, you will cross over. Hallelujah. You will cross over. You were in luck. But God said, I'm going to make you cross over into wealth.
Amen.
You were in sickness, but now I'm going to make you cross over into
healing.
In 3 days, glory to God, what is your expectation? I can't expect it for you. You have to expect it for yourself. Here to go in and take and possess. The scripture says that the kingdom of God suffering violence and the violent
take it by force.
Yeah.
It's an aggressive mentality. Glory to God. Yeah. So please, Mr. Devil, just please, I break off a little piece and just give me a little piece.
No,
give him my stuff.
Yeah.
The Hallelujah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time going to bed at night, thinking about my peace.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I'm going to have a best night of sleep. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Give me back my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kingdom of God is not it's not meat and drink, but it's power in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So my great
expectation.
Amen. My great expectation.
Amen.
My great expectation. So it says 3 days from now. Can't even finish the story. From now you will cross over the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land which the Lord your God given you for you and your siblings.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hebrews chapter 11 shows us a little bit about expectation. It says, for faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith is the substance for things that are expected.
Yeah.
Hope expected. Faith is the substance of things that you are expecting. Glory to God. So faith gives the substance. Glory to God. But hope brings and says that is the goal for where I'm looking to get what I need to get. Glory to God. So we see that it says faith is the what? Substance of things hoped for. In other words, the faith cannot operate without hope. Hope is the goal. Glory to God. But faith is the process, amen, to get you to the faith is the substance that takes you to the hope. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So faith, amen, cannot operate without hope. Now, a matter of fact, they live together. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, it says, and now abides. Can you see them living together? Now abides faith, hope, and love. These three, but the greatest of these are love. Glory to God. So we see that faith, amen, works with love. Amen? Now, in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12, the scripture says, hope deferred. You know, sometimes you've been believing God for something. And it just didn't happen. You pray for God for something else, and it just didn't happen again. Glory to God. After a while, your hope begins, your expectation begins to start dwindling down. You've lost your fervency. So well, maybe it just made up happen after a while. That's what the scripture is saying. Hope or expectation deferred or delayed or prolonged makes the heart sick. In other words, it makes the heart be rubbed and be worn until it can't even fight. It's weak. Because your hope is gone. Wow. Glory to God. But when desire comes, it's like a tree of life. Now, I'm going to go through probably one or two case studies. And I'm going to take you through the process of expectation in these examples. And in these examples, you can extract from it. Because we have to understand that when you go to church, you always want to go to church where it's not necessarily based on if they have a daycare or if they have the best artifacts as far as that the structure of their building. But you should go there and look for the revelation that is coming forth in that house. Because that revelation has a direct correlation of what is going to happen to you. If you want catchy sayings, go get catchy sayings. But if you want revelatory and you want a shift in your life, amen, position yourself where the word of God is going forth with revelation. Going forth with rhema. You leave out that place and you feel like you want to sprout wings and fly. Mount up with wings as eagles and fly. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Case study number one. Say number one.
Deeper into you. So Father God, we come before your divine presence, Lord Jesus. And we honor you, Lord God. We honor your name. Father God, just like David said, Lord God, as he sat before you, he says, who in the heaven is like you and who is among the gods that as great as you are? We declare, Lord God, Father God, that you are great and you will do miracles so great. Amen. Father God, we declare and decree, Lord God, that you are our Abba, Father. You are our Adonai. You are our Elohim. You are our El Shaddai. Father God, we declare, Lord God, that you rule, Father God, over the universe. You rule over the affairs of man. Father God, we declare and decree now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will be lifted up in this place. Father God, we caress, Father God, and we lift up and we embrace the person of Jesus Christ. We say that you are so welcome. We thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your sacrifice. We come before your presence with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we value your words. We value your opinion. Father God, we thank you now, God, for the Holy Spirit. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. It's not like you are away, but we are aware of your divine presence.
Amen.
We declare that you will take full reign over the service, full reign over your people, full reign over this atmosphere. A matter of fact, we declare now, God, that your kingdom, your mamlaka, Father God, the king's heart, Lord God, will be implemented here in this place as it is in heaven. We declare, Lord God, let the heavens drop down, Lord God, in the name of Jesus,
Amen.
In the affairs of men.
Hallelujah.
Let your presence, Father God, will just invade our lives, Lord God. We declare, Lord God, that in your presence there's fullness of joy. So we believe we receive fullness of joy. We declare and decree pleasures forevermore. We believe and we receive it. So, Father God, we ask now, Father God, for the oil of the anointing, Father God, will rub on us this morning, Lord God. Rub upon every person here, Lord God. Rub upon every relationship. Rub, Lord God, and come and now descend and now dwell in us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bless this service, Lord God, and we declare, Lord God, that you are here. You are our Emmanuel. We thank you, Father. Father God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We ask, Father God, now, God, for your anointing upon every aspect of the service. Father God, upon the musicians. Father God, upon the people of God, upon the word of God. Father God, we declare now, God, in the name of Jesus, that it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. And Father God, we come before your divine presence, Lord God, with a hunger, with a desire. You said, Lord God, blessed are those that hunger, Lord God. They shall be filled.
Yes,
so we declare now, God, in the name of Jesus, increase our hunger and our desire, Lord God, towards thee, the living God. Father God, we declare and decree now, God, that every need is met according to your riches in glory.
Praise.
We declare and decree, Lord God, blessings. We declare healings. We declare miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ, bless those, Lord God, that are watching, Lord God, through Facebook, Lord God, through, Father God, the different avenues, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you, Lord God, will touch their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. We yield totally to your presence, Lord Jesus. And we give you the glory now, God, and we give you the praises. And Father God, we ask now, God, all these things in Jesus Christ that we pray. And every person says,
amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yes, you have his what? Protection. If you have his presence, you will have the provision.
Yeah, yeah.
You will have the protection.
Yes. Yeah.
But also you will have the power.
Amen. Amen.
All right, but first we have to open our eyes to what?
His presence.
I like her presence. She's locked in. She's locked in. She's paying attention.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, so today we're going to talk, this morning we're going to talk, I mean, I love this because I believe it's just a thing that we have taken for granted. And a lot of times if you don't understand the whole process, it affects your prayer, your presence, especially your prayer. It affects the way you carry out yourself. It affects how you deal with others. if you understand his presence. All right? And it's very important that we understand his presence. Now, we understand that God is described as being omnipresent.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meaning that he's everywhere at the same time. Right now, he's in Japan, even though Japan might be how many hours ahead of us? Or ahead of us? Yeah, ahead of us. That right now, he is in Japan and tending to the need of a little girl right in Japan right now, simultaneously, while he's here anointing for you to hear the message.
Yes.
Yes, love. Amen. Yes, love.
He may be protecting someone from a car crash right now, mm-hmm. but he's everywhere at the what?
Same time.
Right, exactly.
At the same time. He's omni what?
Present.
All right? Now the enemy is not omnipresent. He has to go through a system where he sets up his kingdom. And he has the generals and commanders, and he has his field people that go out. And it seems as though the devil is everywhere at the same time, but it's not. He just have a well-orchestrated system where he has a set person over San Francisco. He has a set person over New York City. And then under that set person, then that they have footmen that carry out what that leader says for them to do. In this area, it's going to be a lot of homosexuality or whatever it may be. And they carry out to make sure that it is. You ever go to some areas and it seems as though there's always like a depressing area?
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything is just depressing about it because they carry out a well-orchestrated system. All right, so he's not everywhere at the same time. All right, the scripture says when he actually came to Job, he says he went to the earth walking to and
fro.
Oh, that's right. All right, mm-hmm. All right. He walking to and fro.
Right.
So he's not everywhere at the same time. So, but God says that I am everywhere. What?
At the same time.
There's another word that speaks of omnipotent, mm-hmm. which he's all powerful. He's all powerful. So we have omnipresent, where he's everywhere. His presence is everywhere at the same time. But also he's omnipotent or omnipotent.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So he's everywhere at the same time. However, there are times when we are definitely aware of the fact that he is right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
He's everywhere at the same time, but at times he will have a manifested presence as if he was right here.
Amen.
I can feel him. I can see him. I can touch him.
Amen.
It's as if he was right there talking to me like I'm talking to my wife.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I'm talking about. His manifested
presence.
His manifested presence. All right? When a person becomes so real to you.
Hallelujah.
That person becomes so real to you that it's even more real to you than your own self.
Yes.
Manifested presence. Manifested presence. All right? When Jesus becomes real to you more than your best friend, more than the relationship that you're in, more than the person that you esteem the highest, more than the person that you look up to, when Jesus becomes so real that you can literally touch him.
Mm.
Manifested presence. Manifested presence. In other words, when you become fully aware of his presence. Now, David, now understand, David, when you look at the word that David had an interesting mind. Because he was not only a leader over his well-skilled men, but also he was a psalmist. He was a songwriter. He wrote just about most of the psalms. We see that he was a father, but he was also a son to Jesse. But at the same time, we see that in all those different components that were going on, God, of all the men that he could have classified as being a man after my own heart, he classified David as being a what? A man after my own heart. All right? So we see here that you can glean and extract some of the, if he's a man after his own heart, we have to pay attention to his words.
because his words reflect how God expects us to adore him. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I will make boast of him. The people will see me and they will be encouraged because they see that how much of an intensity that I love God. Right? Now, it's on that preface where we see in Psalms chapter 27, where now David begins to start speaking about his God. He says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. In other words, when God is your light, there's no darkness that can penetrate my light. When you get the revelation of the fact that God is my light, I let my light so shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify the Father, because he is my light. Hallelujah. The word of God also declares that he says, God is an everlasting light to me. Glory to God. So he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I mean, who shall I back up against? Because the Lord is my light. Whom shall I fear? And who shall I be what? Afraid of? He says, when my enemies come upon me to what? Eat up my flesh, they stumble and fall. Because there's a scripture that says that when the enemy comes into the presence, their ankles become weak and they stumble and fall. They meant to do you evil, but when they came in the vicinity of his presence that was upon you, they end up blessing you instead of hurting you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if we look at Psalms 27, you can see David pouring out his heart. It says, when the wicked came up against me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fall. Now they come back and they go get reinforcement, and now they have an army, a well-trained army that comes upon you and encamp against you. He said, I still will not be fearful.
Amen.
Why? The roars may rise up against me. In this will I be. No matter what circumstance, no matter what situation that you put me in, if I'm surrounded by men that have their arms geared, fully attired, ready to eat up my flesh or to beat me on, I'm still confident in the midst of that. See, David? He bragged on God for the first three verses.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Welcome to the Living Word Radio Broadcast, brought to you by Maranatha International, a church of worship, the word, and healing. Join us for our Sunday services from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. For locations and to sow a seed into this radio ministry, visit our website at maranathainter.org or call 561-383-6574. 561-383-6574 for today's message.
Maranatha Assembly International, a church of worship, the word and healing.
Spirit.